Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Your kids are already searching, looking for answers when it comes to vaping. They hear about it from friends, from the internet, but the one they need to hear about it from most is you. Tobacco, vaping, nicotine, it's all dangerous, and it's time you let them know. But if you don't know where to start, we're here to help. For tips on talking to your kids, visit talkabouttobacco.com. Brought to you by TSET.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Take a look at the latest Oklahoma drought monitor map. Exceptional drought still at 0%, unchanged from the start of the year. Extreme drought, though, has increased 7.56%, up from last week's 5.62. Severe drought or worse also increasing this week to 31.78%, up from last week's 28.36. Moderate drought or worse increasing to 61.10%, up from 60.63 last week, and then abnormally dry or worse conditions have also increased slightly to 78.95%, up from 78.58% last week. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map statewide, Oklahoma leaning about a 33 to 40% chance of rain. The latest USDA topsoil moisture report also reflects continued drying trends in soils across much of the nation. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey talks about the states with significant topsoil moisture shortages for the period ending this week.
By mid-September, we continue to see very broad areas of dryness extending through the eastern Corn Belt and central Appalachians. In that region, West Virginia leads with 100%, very short to short. Maryland's not far behind at 91%. And then on the other side of the mountains, Ohio coming in 92%, very short to short. As we move to the Great Plains, we see every single state except North Dakota reporting topsoil moisture greater than 50%, very short to short, led by Montana at 74%. A dryness extends into the Rockies, led by Wyoming, 80%, very short to short. And even vast stretches of the West, relatively dry by mid-September in Northwest Oregon at 75%, very short to short.
Once again, that's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Well, kicking off an expected loosening of U.S. monetary policy, the Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by half a percentage point. The move brings a larger-than-normal reduction in the cost of borrowing, which followed growing concern about the health of America's job market. Farm Policy News says the higher interest rates have hit agricultural sectors much harder than the rest of the U.S. economy. Interest rates during the last 2 years have been at a high point not seen in decades, not only increasing farmers' operating cost, but also helping to fuel fund managers' record short positions in corn, soybeans, and wheat. Industry experts say the half percentage rate cut is a good start for easing the price pressures on agriculture. Policymakers see the Fed's benchmark rate falling another half a percentage point by the end of this year, maybe another full point in 2025, and by a half percentage point in 2026. You've got farm news. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.